Hello, sunshine. I'm Coy Wire. Welcome to CNN 10. Happy Friday. I've got your news for this Friday, the 13th. And while today's date might be thought to make some people shiver and bring bad luck, let's think of it a little less as scary and more of a fright day for fun facts. Did you know Friday the 13th may actually just be a big old school marketing scheme? There's a long list of possible reasons why Friday the 13th is considered unlucky, most of them from ancient history. One of the most common, the biblical account of the Last Supper, where 13 people dined on a Friday just before Jesus was crucified. It then evolved into a notoriously unlucky day in famous works of literature, folklore, and cinema. Old heads out there might remember this dude. But one group of people once made it their mission to prove there's nothing to fear about Friday the 13th. In 1936, a group of 13 men in Philadelphia gathered at a local restaurant to celebrate all things, quote, unlucky. The trend continued into the 90s. In Chicago, in New York, even London, they walked under ladders with umbrellas open indoors. They smashed mirrors. They spilled salt, trying to prove that they would be just fine. The groups were founded during the Great Depression, and members knew the press would be there to get their photos of their antics, and that would create great publicity for the restaurants and gathering spots they chose. As the U.S. and Israel's war with Iran prepares to enter its third week, it's having a major impact on one of the world's most important energy sources, oil. Rising tensions throughout the Middle East have forced some of the world's largest oil-producing countries to scale back production by at least 10 million barrels per day, spurring an unprecedented disruption to global supply chains. This week, the price of oil hit $117 per barrel for the first time in years. For context, the average price was $73 per barrel right before the war began. Here in the U.S., gas prices have risen by more than 50 cents per gallon, and farmers are facing surging costs for everything from fuel to fertilizer. But Asia has been hit particularly hard. The region depends on the Middle East for 60% of its energy, and countries from India to South Korea have implemented emergency measures like fuel price caps or even closing schools and businesses in a bid to save energy. So what's driving this crisis? While attacks on plants both in Iran and throughout the region have played a part, the single biggest factor is a key body of water known as the Strait of Hormuz. Each day, oil tankers typically carry about one-fifth of the world's oil through that strait as they leave the Persian Gulf. It's only 21 miles wide at its narrowest point, making it easy for Iran to control. Since the war began, the Strait of Hormuz has effectively remained closed, essentially part of a pressure campaign. Iran has threatened to attack any ships that pass through it. This closure has even pushed member countries of the International Energy Agency and consortium of the world's biggest oil producers to release 400 million barrels of oil into the global market to try and offset the impact of the shortage. A lot of moving parts with this war and a long history. For more context on the conflict in Iran, you can jump back to last Friday's episode for an in-depth look. Pop quiz hotshot, which of these is not a primary ingredient in houseplant fertilizer? Nitrogen, phosphorus, fluoride, or potassium? If you said fluoride, way to grow. Plants rely on nitrogen for green growth, phosphorus for blooms and roots, and potassium for strength. Fluoride, on the other hand, can be toxic to most plants. Anyone ever have trouble keeping plants alive? Forgetting to water them, or maybe they're just not in the right spot for the right amount of sun? Well, what if your plants could talk to you, tell you exactly what they need? Students at Spelman College in Atlanta are working to make that possible. They're building an AI tool called PlantGPT. Sensors in the soil track things like humidity, light, temperature, and moisture. The algorithm analyzes the data and turns it into simple, personalized care tips, and your plant tells you like it is.
What are your humidity levels right now?
Soil is parched, I'm afraid. A trickle of water would be a kindness.
The original idea was really rooted in this concept of, like, would the plant survive more likely if it has its own voice and agency.
The team hopes one day the technology could go beyond houseplants and even help local farms monitor crops. Some of the students say they don't know much about plants, so PlantGPT is perfect for them, and it might actually convince them to get plants of their own. For Women's History Month, we've been spotlighting trailblazers who've created positive change in our world. And today, let's learn about Maggie L. Walker. Miss Walker made history as the first Black woman in the United States to charter and lead a bank. She also helped her community make deposits in its own future. Walker grew up in Richmond, Virginia. As a teenager, she joined the Independent Order of St. Luke, a Black fraternal order formed after the Civil War. These organizations helped Black communities during segregation by offering things like economic and insurance services when many institutions excluded them. In 1899, Walker became the group's leader and promoted what she called cooperative economics, encouraging communities to pool their resources together, build their own businesses, and support one another financially. In 1903, that vision led to the founding of the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank, helping Black families save money, access loans, and support Black-owned businesses. Her work helped turn Richmond's Jackson Ward into a thriving center of Black entrepreneurship, and her legacy remains a powerful example of community-driven progress. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is coming in hot. A small plane lost engine power over Jupiter, Florida, and a 19-year-old pilot had just seconds to act. With no runway nearby, he turned to a stretch of highway into a makeshift landing strip, safely pulling off an incredible touchdown. Here's CNN affiliate WPTV with this remarkable story.
A rare sight on a stretch of Jupiter Road, caught on camera by bystanders.
First time in my life, actually, I saw such a crazy thing.
This cell phone video from drivers along Panic Lane along West Indiantown Road shows the moment 19-year-old Nico Bray made a life-saving decision, not just for his own, but for his passenger and the bystanders below.
It could happen so fast.
Bray, an experienced pilot, says he trained for moments like this. He was flying over Jupiter just before 2:30 when his plane lost power, forcing him to make a decision he hoped he'd never have to make.
And it hit me like, no, this is real, like, I actually don't have any power to climb right now. I started looking at the ground immediately, find a spot to land, and once you're in that position, you just execute.
He had to act fast. Spotting Indiantown Road below, he lowered the plane and saw what could only be described by some as a guardian angel.
He was in a truck and he was slowing people down. After watching this, thank you, sir. I really appreciate what you did.
As a flight instructor, while he's trained for emergencies like this, he says facing it in real life is a whole different ballgame. His mother rushing to her son's side. And it was at that moment, Bray says, the seriousness of what just happened hit him.
It's nothing without your family, you know? Never take it for granted. You never know when the last day you get to talk to your parents or your family will be. So when you get that time with them, enjoy it.
Talking about the pride you have in your son, right?
So much pride. But mostly, thank God that he's okay.
All right, almost time to go, but first, a very special shout out. A lot of you have sent us a lot of packages. It's further proof of why you make this the best 10 minutes in news. Our wall of friends brightens up my day every day. We try our best to get to your mail as fast as we can, but sometimes a few get buried for a while, like this one. It's from last semester. I got a nice letter here. This is from Coach Ash at Palmyra High School in Palmyra, Missouri, but they also sent this shirt, and this is not just an ordinary school spirit tee. It's for JT's Journey. This campaign is dedicated to their senior wide receiver and defensive back, JT Thomas. Back in September, JT sustained a severe spinal cord injury during a game. He was transferred to the University of Missouri Hospital, where he is still undergoing treatment. He doesn't have use of his arms and legs right now, but he is working hard every day to get better. And his smile, his spirit, and sense of humor, they're still shining bright for all to see.
Shout out to my favorite nurse, Tyler. He makes every day at work better for me. I just really enjoy his attitude about everything, and just a really strong kid.
Something helping him stay positive, all of the incredible love and outpouring of support from teammates and classmates. Play that Friday music, Nadir. Palmyra High, JT, thank you for reminding us that sometimes the worst of things can bring out the best in us. Keep shining. Keep inspiring. You are more powerful than you know. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.